my Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely, while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
And we are back for some Saturday WNBA action. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and we got a fun two-game slate, a high-scoring two-game slate, and a possible big injury on a two-game slate. But before we get into that, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered up with BetOnline, which is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, or boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spread while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker, or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, last time I was on the pod, we had a Thursday showdown slate. And I was very inspired to see this one player turn out a performance like she was back in her MVP form. I was high on Jonquel Jones. I think I even titled the podcast The Revival of Jonquel Jones. I said on the pod, if her fantasy line came in at 34, 35, or lower, just run the over on that. Don't care about the past performances, just run the over on that. I also said she's going to have a double-double in this spot. And it happened. She finished the game with an 18-point double-double with four blocks, and we was able to get the first green check mark of this showdown slate. Then we moved on to the Chicago side. I said Marina Mabry. If her three-pointer line came in at two or lower to play the over on that, I believe the line came in at 2.5, still play the over. We was able to get the check mark on that because she was almost flawless for the three-point line, finished shooting 4 for 5 on 80% for the second check mark of the night. Then the last prop, the rookie, not that rookie, the other rookie, Cardoso. I said if her point line came in at 9.5 or higher to play the under on that. She finished the game with 8 points. We was able to get a check mark on that one, and we was able to get the sweep on the showdown slate. But like always, we're going to head into a new day, new slate, and another opportunity to go 3-4-3. So, I was just talking about this game, so it's a little bit of deja vu, but after 48 hours, the Sky and Liberty are going to play again. This time, they changed the location. They will be playing in Chicago. Sadly, the change of location still have New York favored, this time by 5.5 points instead of 9.5 points. And the game total is a little bit lower with a 163.5 game total instead of the 165 that was on Thursday. When it comes to lineups, New York will be without Laney again. And I guess, you know, smaller news, Breonna Stewart might be out this game. Breonna Stewart might be out this game. Whew. She's dealing with a hamstring injury right now. Right now, she's only questionable. But if this news breaks, this slate will have a lot of ownership on Jones, more than I thought going into it. So, for props, I will keep it simple. Even if Stewie is playing, I believe she will be limited while she's out there. So, if you're able to get Sabrina's points line at 20.5 or lower, take the over on that. I really will like that prop if Stewart is in or out. Now, DFS, I'm not as high on Sabrina in this spot. I think she will be too chalky that I might just fade and go a different route. But at 9.9, it's really going to be hard to do. So in cash games, just lock her in if Stewie is in or out. GPP, she might be a little bit more. She might be a little bit more of a GPP play if Stewart is out, but I see a lot of ownership on her on this two-game slate, especially being under 10K. Now, when it comes to the mid-tier plays, Phoebic is mid-6K, sits right now. I don't mind her in cash. If you want to be a little bit more riskier in a GPP, possibly get this player at 20% or lower. Vantage Loot is 6K. I believe a lot of ownership will be off of her. But GPP-wise for 6K, she does have a chance to get you a double-double in this spot if Stewart is out. Outside of that, Kayla Thornton, 5'8", I don't mind her in cash. Definitely will fade her in GPPs. And if you need a long shot, just one of these GPP darts, Sabali came back for her first game on Thursday. I believe she got 10 minutes. But at 3.9, I really don't mind taking a flyer on her if Stewart is out. Might be able to get you 15, 18 minutes in that spot. And she is more than capable of returning more than a fantasy point per minute when she's on the floor.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Now, moving on to the home team. Angel Reese is 11K. I don't mind running her for cash games at that price, especially on a two-game slate. You will deal with a lot of ownership, 40-plus. But GPP-wise, I'm actually going to go with utter rookie, Cardoso, especially if Stewart is out for 7 cents. I believe a lot of players will be off of her due to her being in foul trouble in the last game. But if I'm not mistaken, that was probably Cardoso's first professional back-to-back game. So her being on the floor for 24 minutes actually surprised me a little bit. So at 7 cents below 8K on the two-game slate, I don't mind playing her. She has an upside to get you 35 points at that price tag. So I will not be afraid of running her in a GPP. Now, Mabry, 8-3 for her. I really wish she had a bad game last game, since I think a lot of players will be off of her, and her price tag might have been in the 7K range for this game. But if you don't mind eating the ownership at 8-3, I do believe she can produce similar stats to her game on Thursday in this spot. Also, if you're playing cash, Harrison at 5-9. If you're fading Reese and Cardoso, I don't mind playing her. But again, just like Mabry, had recent success on Thursday, so the ownership will be high, especially since this is only a two-game slate. Now, moving on to the final game on the slate. We got LA heading to Dallas. Right now, Vegas got the wings as 3.5 home favorites, but they have the game total at 170.5. And with a game total like that, a lot of people will have interest on this side. So add the 10% ownership fee for being the highest game total on the slate. Dallas is healthy with their usual rotation right now, but Sparks will be out, will be without Uru. Outside of that, when it comes to props, Arike three-pointer, favorite prop of this slate. If it comes in at 3.5 or lower, I will be attacking the over on that. Sparks been notorious for giving up three-pointers. A couple nights ago, they gave up 5 or 6 to Clarendon. And with the volume that Arike shoot, if she's able to get 11 up, she will be able to get 4 to go in. Now, on the opposite side, McDonald, if her points and assists comes in at 17.5 or lower, I will be playing the over on that. I really don't see how this game can hit this game total without Ariel either scoring or creating opportunities for other players. So that's how I will be attacking props for this game. Now, when it comes to DFS, I mentioned her already, Arike. She's 10-9. I believe she's the best spend up on this slate. And GPP or cash, I'm plugging her in to just about any lineup that I'm going to make on this slate. Outside of that, Howard, I don't mind running her in cash. She's 9-2. Definitely going to be safe, but that ownership will be a little bit high. So if I'm running a GPP, I'm going to save about 1K and just go with McCowan in this spot instead. But outside of that, I don't really have too much interest on the Dallas side. Sheldon is 5-5. Her minutes been consistent. So if you need somebody to fill in, for your cash games at that price tag, Sheldon could work for you. I might avoid her at GPP, but I hate to say this name since her production just been going downhill. But the positive thing is coach been giving her consistent minutes for the past three games, and that's Monique Billings at 5'6". When it comes to ownership, she definitely should be less than 15, maybe even 10% owned on this slate since there's a lot of routes people can go at forward position. But I do believe she has an upside to get you 30 fantasy points against this team. And if you need to get different in your GPP, I don't mind taking one or two shots on her in a couple lineups. Now, when it comes to the Sparks, they do have somebody you can spend up on by the name of Derrica Hamby. She's 10 sits right now. And she's definitely coming into a good spot. But think I'm only going to play her in cash games. I don't see myself getting there at GPPs due to the fact that I really believe this team can stay competitive without Hamby being productive, especially with Stevenson's back into the lineup. So if I'm trying to run somebody as my favorite play on the Spark side, it would need to be McDonald at 8-1. She's one of the few players on this team that can create for others and create for herself. And if her three-pointer game is going, she will be a problem in a game with this high of a game total. Now, going for the mid-tier, Stephanie, she's kind of coming back from injury, so I really don't know how the minutes are going to be. So if you want to take a chance on Rekia Jackson, she's below 7K, still 6'8". She should be able to get you decent run, looking at around 24 to 30 minutes in this spot. And if this game stay competitive, she stay out of foul trouble, you're looking at a fantasy point per minute or more from her in this spot. Then if you need a cash game play with just somebody who will get you minutes, Kia Nurse at 5K isn't bad. You're really hoping that she get her shot going. Luckily, her usage when she's on the floor is still above most players who's in the rotation. So you will get the shot attempts from her. But the problem is you never know if you're going to get the percentage. But she is playing Dallas, who's been notorious for giving up threes throughout the whole season. So hopefully this will continue on this slate. Outside of that, those are all the plays that I'm attacking on this slate. When it came to the props again, Sabrina, 20.5 or lower, I will be playing the over. Arike, 3.5 three-pointers or lower, I will be playing the over. And McDonald, 17.5 points and assists or lower, I will be playing the over. Outside of that, if you want to get in contact with me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. We got Summer League starting up. We got Olympic Games starting up. We got a WNBA All-Star Game in about a week. We got a lot of basketball we could talk. But like always, hopefully you hit all your props. Hopefully you take down any contest you're in. And till next time.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens.
Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.